Good morning, everybody. Right, now, these are the videos that they don't want you to see. These are the banned videos. This is obviously a new one. Obviously, after the, I hope everybody's listened to the BBC interview that I did where we smashed it. Well, we've got more and more evidence. This is like digging in a gold mine. We're getting gold nuggets every day from the scientific community to say that we're saying what we're saying is, as a matter of fact, correct and not the fake, dangerous BBC narrative and the dangerous narrative coming out of politicians from around the world. Obviously captured actors basically lying to people or lack of understanding of this, the dangers of 5G. Now, here's the 5G array mast deployment proposal for Glasgow. You'll see this is Glasgow City, only one city in the United Kingdom. That is a kill grid. Now, anybody says it's not, you've got to remember, I know what I'm looking at here, all right? The ICNIRP have just increased the radiation impact from these masts, doubled it. Now, where public health England say there's not going to be any increase in the radiation, I can see it. Can everybody see it there? They're saying there's not going to be any increase. The ICNIRP guideline has just been doubled to facilitate these transmitters that will cause death in this area. I charge air at a little bit less than 10 electron volts, but if we give them the benefit of the doubt, these beam waves are going to be beam waving up to 120 electron volts in that area. That will charge the air. It ionizes the air. It is the energy in air that causes this sickness. So, just to put a few of the clowns straight on the fact that this is an immune system suppressor, as we know. So I'm going to go through the technicalities. These are the videos that YouTube took down. Any with the science, the damning evidence, and you show this to MPs, show it to councillors, and show it to others. This is a kill grid. I'm going to explain to you why. This is the beam exclusion zone for these masts. Now, what it says is the exclusion zone, this is at 1 milliwatt, 1 watt per meter squared. So that's one milliwatt per centimeter squared. All right. And this is it needs a 115 meter exclusion zone. All right. The size of your exclusion zone, 115 meters. Now, we see these next to schools, next to, children's homes, and you've just seen a map of Glasgow where they're going to cook everybody to death. All right, this is the absolute crazy situation that we have, where we've got, this is an industry document, by the way. There's no exclusion zone, as you know. Those masks are being put up next to schools. This is a crime. This is an industry document, by the way, where they said 5G will never happen. Can't. It's too powerful, too dangerous. Public health England says not an increase in radiation. Are they fools? Are they ignorant? Or is it something more sinister? More sinister, I'm going to tell you, as a matter of fact. Adverse health effects from 5G under real-life conditions, not the ones at Ofcom where they want to measure one mast at a specific frequency, where they don't take into consideration the vast number of masts and transmitters in the urban environment, because they are absolutely at it. Criminal enterprise, lying to people and basically keeping the information. Ofcom, no different. They're the people who've sub-licensed 60 gigahertz, which I can tell you will gas everybody in the Glasgow area if those transmitters were operating at 60 gig. Cook them to death as well, by the way. Radiation causes pneumonia, all right? It causes all the symptoms that we've seen at China and around the world, where we now have evidence of this link, this coagulation in the blood from the vaccination contamination. We'll come on to that in a minute. Electromagnetic radiation. I get idiots all the time, big idiots who tell me all the time there's not enough energy in this part of the spectrum. Even the industry, look at the IAEA, it is biologically toxic. They don't believe what these BBC actors say. I don't believe them, never did believe them. As obviously I know about these particular systems. They obviously don't, neither do the reporters who have sent interview people, because they're just going off a fake narrative that's been perpetrated on the people of the world. You know, in the interview that asked me about Iran, well, there you go, there's Iran there. Iran, September 19, sanctioned in 2018 by US, but launched. Right, there you go. 26 gigahertz by Ericsson and Iran cell. Right, so that's it. That's a diplomacy, because I've got a number of whistleblowers who I get the information off. So unfortunately, BBC wrong again with a fake narrative about Iran not having 5G. Now, why would they not do the homework? And why would they try this cover-up about the deaths in this area? I mean, look at the deaths. Look, look. All linked to 5G, all right? Neurobehavioral issues. So, you know, it's not just getting cancer. There's other neurobehavioral, and this is all around significant risk near these mobile base stations. So we've got them on street furniture, which is actually overburden on top of those large masts. We'll come to that in a minute. There's damage from thermal and non-thermal health effects. They've known it for years, right? There is strong evidence. Of course, there's strong evidence. We've got people with neurological behavioural issues and dying of cancer all over the world. We've got a massive increase in neurological issues. We've got massive increases in cancer rates. The industry tell you that cancer rates are dropping, but then 1 in 2 people in the world are going to get cancer. That's amazing, isn't it? When it used to be 1 in 10, but they're saying that it's dropping. It doesn't add up. The BBC narrative and the industry narrative doesn't add up. They can't add up. Like Ofcom, who can't do a multiplication on the amount of mass that they're putting up in areas and only measure 1 to the guideline. And the guideline, they've just doubled it, but they say, PHE say there's not going to be an increase in radiation. These people are liars. These people have been caught out. And that's what this video is for. And it's very important for people to share it. It increases, suppresses immunity, increases the risk for opportunistic infection. All right. We know that. It's an immune system suppressor, cause oxidative stress. Of course it's a suppressor. So anybody stating that it's got nothing to do with this virus are liars, misinformed, or just complete and utter criminals. Which one is it? Are you a fool or you're just a liar? Which one? Which MP, because I've seen quite a few of them, are the fools or liars? Well, it's about time you sent this video to them to ask them the question. Are they just a fool taking money under false pretenses, supposed to be representing the people, or are they a part of the criminal conspiracy? Simple question. Unclassified bio effects of selected non-lethal weapons. All right. We know radio frequency can be used as a direct energy weapon. That's what 5G is. I'm going to explain that in a minute. Multifunctional radio, direct energy systems, RF, microwave, millimeter wave, electromagnetic rays to destroy or disrupt a target. Destroy or disrupt a target. Work it out, people. What is 5G? 5G is, as a matter of fact, a direct energy system. I'm going to explain to you the definition of 5G. Look, there it is. It is a direct energy transmission. See it come from the top of the street lights? You see it? Because I had a lot of clowns don't know that it's on street furniture, but they were just either fools, ignorant, or basically criminals who want to cover up the crime against the people. All right. Here's one of the transmitters, 3,300 watt, massive capability that. To run down that directional antenna. It's a directional plate antenna, by the way. Not what some clown says who pretends he's an electrical engineer but doesn't even know the difference between an electrical ballast, right, and a controller. Just doesn't have a clue. 5G. These are the lights in Gateshead. You'll have seen them all over the place. 5G rollout has been installed in these streetlights. Fact, not myth. was even in the paper. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's in the paper and you've got people, so-called activists, telling you that it's not true. I mean, where do you get them from? I mean, who do they work for? Right, Telenza, one of the units you've just seen, right, discrete, looks like a regular photocell. It's made to look like a photocell to confuse you, the easily deceived. Do you see that? Looks like a photocell. Well, we know they look like photocells because that's what they've put them inside. So it looks like a photocell to dupe the general public. Don't dupe me. Look, there's one, there's one, there's a one. These are 5G antennas, all 5G antennas in illegal radar, urban radar equipment. It will harm you, will kill you. These will kill you. Gateshead Council took me to court to try and stop us telling people that this equipment would kill them. The LED 5G deployment, it's a killer. It's genocide. I was right. It is. And that's what we're seeing playing out with this. Contamination in vaccines, all right? So metal contaminants, let's have a look at them. In all vaccines, by the way, there's only a few that don't have them in. This is tungsten, by the way. Look at the amount of tungsten. Nanoparticulates. Look, this is the imagery of them, all right? So you've got aluminium here. You've got tungsten here. You've got another metal contamination there, right? All can be activated with these. So you can activate them with these direct energy weapons. You saw the picture from the 5G mask before, showing it is a directional energy system. You just target it at a person, all of a sudden it becomes a weapon. And if you get that vaccination, this equipment will light you up like a Roman candle, all right? And you will die. Simple as that. You get the contaminated vaccinations, right, and you will expire, as we've already seen. People who had the flu jab, all the people with the flu jab, the mandated vaccinations in Wuhan. Wuhan's an interesting place. A lot of people died there, and that's why I'm bringing this up. Wuhan established Herbie's first 5G demonstrator. They demonstrated, all right. They did a great demonstration of killed a lot of people, all right? It says there, 5G smart street lamp built in the Yangmin district. All right, street lamps, not just on large masts around. I mean, obviously, they are massive kills, the ones that were showed in Glasgow there before. But I hope this is enough for people to get it shared, get it out there. You are fighting for your life. I've been making this up, and I've had to put up with a load of ignorance, and especially from people who are supposed to be activists who are fighting this. Totally false, fake narrative, don't understand the technology and don't like what I have to say, because the truth to these lot with our liberal elite ears, the UN resilient city snowflake agenda, don't like it. Well, I'm not bothered what they like or what they don't like. I'm putting this out.